As 2020 goes down in the history books as the year of the pandemic, we asked political leaders to reflect on the year gone by and what's ahead. In the first part of our three-part year in review series, I spoke with the mayors of Nelson, Salmo, and Caslow about the good, the bad, and the virus.
John Dooley, I'm mayor of Nelson, British Columbia. There's a number of different impacts. Of course, there's the whole social impact to the community at large, the emotional impact to the community at large. There's the financial impact to many people in our community as well, and the uncertainty around what the future looks like for employment and business, etc. And then at the municipal level, of course, we had to turn on a dime really to be able to adjust our operations, our budgeting, and how we perform business during COVID, lockdowns, protocols, etc. It's been a real challenge across the community as a whole. We actually set up an office at City Hall on the fifth floor of City Hall, reach out to every single business license holder that had a license in the city of Nelson to let them know that we had analyzed the various grants that were coming out from provincial and federal governments, relief programs, etc., for business, for employees and so forth. And we were able to help guide businesses through applying for some of those resources at senior levels of government. And it was very successful for us.
In 2020, Nelson announced three big projects: a new library, upgrades to the Civic Theater, and pier upgrades at the waterfront.
That was stimulated by a conversation with Count and our staff. What are the shovel-ready projects we have? And, you know, this goes back way before COVID. In the last number of years, particularly in the last 10, 12 years, the federal government have been putting out stimulus funds in partnership with the province and local governments. They were projects that needed shovel-ready categories. So as an example, you know, the pier project is something that we were committed to upgrading that facility because we knew it was at end of life or close to it, and we had to do a certain amount of work to upgrade it. So that was an example of a shovel-ready project that we had in the works for a number of years. We had a couple of bridges. We had a couple of water main projects as well. But we were encouraged by the Minister of Municipal Affairs in the province of British Columbia, Selena Robinson, and she was exceptionally good to work with. And she encouraged us, all municipalities and local governments, to have their shovel-ready projects ready. And we were successful in getting a number of commitments from the provincial and federal governments for granting for some of those projects. We're actually progressively moving our community forward and continuing to keep people employed in as many sectors as we possibly can, and helping facilitate opportunities for people to get to work and continue to build out our community. While the arts community has really taken a beating, we're sending a clear signal that we still have faith in that community. We still have faith in that as a business model. We still have faith in it as an economic generator for everybody in our community, and that is critical to the social fabric and makeup of Nelson. And, you know, that's why we want to move forward with these projects. And a major part of each and every one of those projects has a predominantly arts and culture component.
Another surprise in 2020 was the snap election called by the NDP. Nelson saw City Councillor Brittany Anderson become the MLA for Nelson Creston. In the new year, there'll have to be a by-election to fill her council seat.
We'll miss Brittany on council, but at the same time, you know, it's great to have somebody that we know and that understands how local government functions, and hopefully should be able to bring those ideas and understanding to our new role as an MLA for our community.
Also coming up in 2021, Mayor Dooley offered a sneak peek for what's next.
Oh, we have lots on our books. We're constantly looking for new ideas and being innovative, and we're working hard now on a plan how we're going to reduce our carbon emissions and how we're going to manage our threat from wildfire and flood events and so forth. We're excited about the people that are choosing to come to Nelson to make it their home. They're bringing new skill sets with them. They're bringing new, fresh ideas that stimulate all of us, and we're excited about the future. That's part of our culture. That's part of what we do, and we want to continue being innovative, thoughtful, and keeping in mind the greater good of our community.
My name is Susan Hewitt. I'm the mayor of the village of Caslow. Other than it affecting the business community, especially early on in the pandemic, we've fared pretty well. The business community has rebounded over the summer because the number of visits did come back up to pre-pandemic levels, with the exception of the May Days and Jazz Festival weekends, because we couldn't have the large gatherings. But the rest of the summer, people wanted to be in small communities, so they did travel to Caswell to a great extent.
On a local level, Mayor Hewitt said she credits the efforts of the community for their help to Caswell this year.
People really stepped up to help those who were compromised. So shopping was organized and deliveries, and the support of our frontline workers was tremendous. So that was really nice to see. It's something that Caswell is particularly known for, is supporting one another.
Earlier this winter, Caswell became the first community to adopt the West Kootenai 100% renewable energy plan.
Well, that's definitely something that we've had on our radar for a while, and it wasn't put into a plan, but, you know, we've got a couple of electric vehicle chargers, and we've been converting some of our municipally owned buildings to geothermal power, but this is putting it more formally, and it gives us something to work towards. We're going to be doing an OCP, or an official community plan review, starting this year. So we'll be hopefully working with the Caswell Climate Action Team to put some of these ideas into our OCP to guide the community going forward.
2020 also marked a huge milestone for the Caswell Public Library, which turned 100 this year. The celebration coincided with plans to build a new library in the community.
Well, it's been in its current location for a long time, and with the number of services that they provide to the community, their space just isn't large enough. They've got a really excellent staff who does a lot of programming, and this will allow them to expand that programming. Early on in the year, we got a grant from the Columbia Basin Trust through their recreation stream to build performance space and a public washroom in our Front Street Park. We've just adopted the plans at our last meeting, and they're going to start working on the construction drawings. So hopefully by the time the Saturday market is ready to open mid-June, we'll have that built. We haven't had public washrooms downtown. The performance space, it lends itself to performances for, you know, music, thinking of jazz festival, and could be plays. I think it's open to people's imagination what they can do in that space, and it'll also help with the Saturday market. They can put on some performances on that stage, or just put some of their market vendors there on Saturdays they're open. We've been working with a heritage consultant to make sure that it fits in with the heritage theme of our downtown, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Diana Lockwood, Mayor, Village of Selma. The pandemic impacted Selma not so much at the beginning, because we did not have cases that people could visually see people getting sick. It impacted us when we ended up getting a cluster in Selma in the end of October. The containment of clusters was very pleasing to the ears. I can say that I'm very proud of my community, as they took the bull by the horns and locked themselves down so they didn't have the spread go like wildfire through our community, which it could have. So I'm very proud. Some of the businesses closed down voluntarily until they got the COVID restrictions in place so they could open up. We actually had one business that opened up just before the pandemic hit, and then another business that opened up during the pandemic, and both of them are doing extremely well. And some of them that totally renovated and are doing extremely well now. One of our biggest challenges that we faced as a village was when it came to taxes, we still had to pay our share to the RDCK. Although we helped anybody that requested through an application process to be able to have an extension of paying their taxes. So basically, we paid their taxes with waiting to get the money back later, where we couldn't hold off on paying the RDCK. Although in the end, municipalities got money to help out, like a windfall, I would say. Regional districts did not get that same amount of money as communities did. Some of the successes that Selma was hoping to see is in, there was a lot of money put out for grants, more than normal after an election. With the applications that we've put in, that will be some successes for us, is if we get grant monies that got put out there, that if we get some of those, we can get some projects done.
Mayor Lockwood said there's a lot for the community to work toward in the new year.
We have some big projects. If we get the grant monies that I was talking about, we have a community building in our KP Park that houses our concession also. We've put in for a grant for that. We've got a partnership agreement with the train station to refurbish that right in our downtown. We have a washroom that will be built for our outdoor space at our Lions Park. We have an old building that's running down, and it's a storage building that the Selma Lions uses for their Zamboni for the outdoor skating rink. And the whole building needs to be fixed, so hopefully we can get a grant for that and get that building fixed also.
I asked all the mayors what their advice would be for leaders in times of crisis.
I'm one of those people that I'm kind of a meat and potatoes kind of character. And, you know, we put exceptionally good planning into place for all of the core services that are important to our community, how we manage our waste, how we have our water systems and our roads, our sidewalks, our sewer, all of those meat and potato, hydro component, all of that's really well established, it's well funded, it's in really good shape. Our reserves are pretty healthy. Our financial picture is good. And the advice I would have for anybody else would be, to first of all, surround yourself with good people, rely on them. Don't try and do everything yourself. Rely on good people. Work closely with your council to accomplish their goals and aspirations, and fall back on that strong planning and good corporate decision making. You can come through these things quite well, and I think we will. We'll come out the other end. You know, our motto as a municipality for over 100 years has been forge ahead. We've lived up to that commitment. I'm proud of the great work that they've done in the past, but particularly proud of the work that they've done now during COVID. You know, again, I rely on the people around me to help me through these things, rely on council, our senior staff, and I rely on my family and the values that we have as a community.
Follow the rules of the provincial health officer. You know, in some cases, they may not be popular, but I'm not a medical professional, so I don't know what needs to be done. Everybody is an armchair critic at this time, but you've got to trust somebody. Everybody is doing their best, and everybody has different opinions on things. You know, there's not right and wrong. It's just be kind to one another and respect that there are differing opinions. Don't make problems for each other and create division in the community.
I think that understanding people in a crisis mode, knowing that they're going to strike out at you being the mayor, it will not matter what's going on around them. It will be your fault. And to know that we just have to be tough through it and be kind, and we'll get through to the other end and things will look better.
And as the year wraps up, here's a final message from the mayors of Nelson, Caslow, and Salmo.
I'm extremely proud to be mayor of this wonderful community, and I want to say a special thank you to all people, and particularly our young people who've been diligent throughout COVID in adhering to the recommendations of our public health officer, Dr. Henry. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Be kind to one another. Everybody has their opinions. It might not be the same when we get out the other end, but hopefully we can all support our business community because they've been here to support us all the way through. Caslow is resilient, and we will continue to be resilient.
2020 has put us through some difficult and challenging times, and we are now moving into 2021 with hopefully a little more devotion to one another find a way to show your love, give good laughter as healing, and continue to live every day to the fullest. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We've been listening to the mayors of Nelson, Salmo, and Caslow as they recount the challenges and successes that 2020 brought to their communities. Stay tuned for part two, when you can hear our interviews with the RDCK board chair and the mayors of Slocan City and New Denver.